Applause from some of the 50,000 mourners as Pope Benedict's coffin is carried into St. Peter's Square. And a cry from the crowd, Santo Subito, or Saint Now, calling for the beatification of the former head of the Catholic Church, who died at the age of 95. Benedict stepped down in 2013, citing poor health, the first pope in more than 600 years to resign. His successor, Pope Francis, who came to know him well, prayed for him on Thursday.
Gracious Father, we commend to your mercy Pope Emeritus Benedict, whom you made successor of Peter and shepherd of the Church, a fearless preacher of your word and a faithful minister of the divine mysteries.
Clearly this wasn't on the same scale as the last papal funeral in 2005 when John Paul II died. Still, 200,000 people came to view Benedict's body lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica before this public ceremony. And many here appreciated being able to say farewell.
I think it represents a lot about his life and what he expected. A simple celebration, but very beautiful.
Despite having other things to do today, I felt that I had to come here. I told myself I had to come and attend Holy Mass to accompany him in prayer.
The current Pope is now 86. He said he'll step down if his health stops him performing the role. And the Vatican's foreign secretary recently hinted that Pope Benedict's death could make that path easier.
It was already very complicated having two men wearing white in the Vatican. If Pope Francis had resigned while Benedict was still alive, we would have had two former popes and one reigning pope.
Pope Benedict was revered as a theologian by many Catholics, but by his own admission, he was a leader who failed to act decisively enough on cases of sexual abuse by clerics. His legacy is long and complex. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera.